Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. I'm Brandon Shanahan, joined today by Dwight Gingrich, who was just named the next permanent principal at Iowa Mennonite School, to talk about what he hopes to accomplish. So I guess after a couple of days after the big announcement, what are your thoughts about being named permanent principal at Iowa Mennonite School?
I'm humbled to be in this role, realizing that all of the alums, all of the parents, all of the students, and especially all of the students, that it's on me to do right by everybody, and I look forward to trying to do that. And IMS has been a very special place for a lot of years for a lot of people. I want to do my best to help it be the best school it can be, a place where students can come and feel like they're going to be nurtured in a lot of different ways, a place where we welcome everyone and want everyone to feel like they can come. You do not have to be a Mennonite to come to IMS. We're going to offer a Christ-centered education that allows our students to grow in a lot of different ways. You know, a holistic education that will prepare them as they grow in their faith, as they grow academically, as they grow socially, as they grow physically. We like to think of ourselves as a family, and everybody that walks in is a part of that family. And we grow together, and we want all of our students to know that they're cared for by our teachers and by our administration, and we want to do a great job by them.
And then you've been very invested in IMS for a very long time with your various roles. What kind of impact do you think that has on a leadership role like this?
Well, having worked in a variety of roles here, having taught, been the guidance counselor, the athletic director, worked at admissions, I feel like I have a sense for how a lot of different roles work together to make for the IMS team, and hopefully I can listen well and hear the needs that happen across our school in different places, and we can work together to solve problems that come up and be as effective as possible. So I guess my experience just in those different areas hopefully allow me to relate to the things that are happening and some of the issues that maybe need to be resolved moving forward. And so I don't know, sometimes you'd like to think that experience can be helpful. At the same time, we welcome new ideas, and we've got some terrific people on our staff that are contributing those and doing a great job, so it's going to take us all.
And then what have you learned in your past year as interim principal that you can kind of translate moving forward?
I think just in this last year, there's been a lot of things that have been peripherally involved. You know, it kind of rests on me now to make sure, you know, whether it's starting school on time or whether it's waiting for the safety of our students, whether it has to do with just walking into rooms, making sure the instruction is happening in a way that is engaging. And what I'm seeing is our teachers doing a great job, you know, but it's just been fun for me to be in the classroom, and I'd like to be in the classroom more, but it's been energizing for me to see how hard our teachers work and to make the instruction meaningful. It's been me this year being engaged in different ways that give me a feel for how it will be. And there's a lot of things that I still obviously need to learn. But it's been a great year just to kind of dip my foot into it all and sort of see what it all is. And, I've had some coursework that's helped prepare me. But there's nothing really that prepares you until you're just in it. And so that's been, it's been enlightening just to have the opportunity to kind of, and the other thing is to talk with administrators, network with other school administrators and ask questions. And so right now, and I feel like I've gotten a lot of good help, you know, whether it's been Mark Schneider or Jay Strickland at Mid Prairie right down the road, you know, or if it's been other administrators in our league or some of my contacts in the Mennonite high schools around the country. I've been able to tap into all of those people. And so I think I'm hopeful that some of that network that I've built up over the years can be helpful as well.
And then I know it's still a fairly fresh idea, I'm sure, but what kind of goals do you have in mind just moving forward?
Foremost is just we want to be certain that everybody understands that they're welcome to come to IMS, that we're a school that is going to work really hard to meet the needs of our immediate community. And we want everyone to, you do not have to be a Mennonite to come to IMS. We would like to see ourselves as being responsive to the needs that are around us, very locally and maybe a little further away, whether it's Iowa City, Washington, Mount Pleasant, whatever. We've always had students from a distance, and we just hopefully can make it known that we're here, and we want to be responsive to the families that are looking for what we have to offer. And we feel like with the faith integration piece, the Christ-centered atmosphere, the nurturing environment that we want to provide for our students, that people will want to check us out. And we really want to welcome individuals and families to do that.
And that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Dwight Gingrich. You can find this program and more at kciiradio.com. I'm Brandon Shanahan with KCII News.